Thank you very much. Tom Davis, next up is Ty Sullivan.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, let me start by thanking you for your patience. You've been sitting through quite a lot, and I guess you're going to have quite a bit more. My name is Tom Davis. I live on Yosemite Road in Contempo, Marin, and I'm in favor of more all-weather soccer fields, especially facilities that are oriented toward youth activities. And I support giving careful consideration to the idea of putting soccer fields at the airport. But I urge you to reject a building more than 2.5 million cubic feet in size in what is now a scenic open space. And I ask you not to permit the creation of a new commercial enterprise large enough to require parking for 300 cars, which will operate significantly at night right next to established residential neighborhoods. I'd like to make two quick points. First, an indoor soccer facility is only rarely needed due to bad weather. If you visit the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration website, you'll find out, as I have, that it only rains a significant amount on between 25 and 30 days a year, as measured by the weather station at the Civic Center. For the sake of those relatively few days, the proposed building would be a visual intrusion year-round. Second, the covenant of restriction placed on the property in 1983, maybe it wasn't a trade-off, apparently that's a term of art, but it certainly was related to permitting development around McGinnis Parkway. Now, the document does not explicitly prohibit large buildings on the airport property. In fact, if it's read literally, the covenant wouldn't prevent the construction of something the size of Candlestick Park, so long as it was for a recreational use. But I think the commission would be acting more in keeping with the spirit of the document by preserving the airport property for those public and private recreational activities which are consistent with the traditional use and appearance of the area. Finally, I ask you to resist being carried along by a wave of enthusiasm for a popular idea. Please study this proposal carefully. Consider thoroughly and completely its environmental impacts, and specifically, call for an EIR, call for a full formal EIR. I think that's the reasonable thing to do. Look at alternatives which meet the recreational objectives while imposing less severe burdens on the property and its surroundings. This is an irreplaceable open space. Once it's lost forever. I hope you won't let that happen. Thank you.
Thank you very much.